This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders on this first Sunday in Advent. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting today's service. Information on ordering CDs, cassette tapes, and printed copies of the sermon will follow the program. We are happy you chose to worship with us today and invite you to join us every Sunday for worship on this station.
This is the first Sunday in Advent, and we think of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. What did Jesus mean when he said, "I was sent"? We'll talk about that in a sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we have again entered into that blessed Advent season when our eyes are focused on the babe of Bethlehem's manger. And we do ask the question, why did he come? Give us grace to explore this on the basis of your word today, to help us understand that that birth was unique. None have been born like he has been, for he was sent from the Father and by the Father. Help us to unravel some of these mysteries. We ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Friends in Christ, this is the Christmas season, and there are still plenty of people who have questions about the purpose of the season. And if you get to the question of what about this Jesus, one can often hear these words, "Why did Jesus come into this world?" There are many answers to this question. But in this Advent season, I would like to try to let Jesus answer that question for himself. I'm sure that he will give us the straight story. Remember what he said, "For this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." If we will seriously listen to the voice speaking to us through the scriptures, we will hear some great biblical truths which become a part of our Christian faith. Here is one of these revelations. Jesus said, "I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God, because that is why I was sent." You see, as a witnessing Christian, as a mature Christian, you and I should be able to tell the world why Christ came. And it might be interesting also to let them know that he was sent. This is one of the great truths of the Christian faith. Jesus Christ was not simply a man who was born like all others, but Jesus Christ was the God-man. He was sent by his Father to live among us. This is the teaching of the incarnation. God became man. His coming was a definite central part of God's way of salvation. Now that's a little deeper than just talking about the golden rule. Here we're talking not only about a great man, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are talking about the God-man. And we can understand that only as the Holy Spirit is permitted to open our eyes and our ears and listen to what Jesus Christ says himself. So here is one of these blessed Advent themes, and the one that we use today, when Christ said, "I was sent." Let me refer you to three passages today in answering this. The first one goes way back to Genesis 3, to verse 15. And there God's word said, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel." Now, just a bit of a review of the fall of man in the Garden of Eden. You remember that God had said to them, "You can enjoy yourself here, eat of any tree that you want to, except the tree of knowledge. And the day that you eat of that tree, you're going to die." Well, then the tempter came along. The tempter, of course, being Satan. And the tempter said, "You like it here?" "Very much," Eve said. "Any restrictions?" "Can't eat of that tree over there, the tree of knowledge. If we do, we'll die." And the tempter said, he said, "This is not true. Go ahead and eat of it. You can do that. God just doesn't want you to be like he is." So you recall that Eve ate of the fruit of the tree, and she and Adam soon learned that something drastic had happened to them. They had sinned, and that sin had thrown them out of relationship with their Creator. That's what the tempter wanted to have happen. That's what he wants to have happen today. Something can separate us from that God who created us. And so Jesus enters in, Now, Jesus is speaking for himself here. He said, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit announces this to you. Satan, you will strike the heel of the world. In other words, you will bring a lot of pain and suffering and grief and hatred and everything that is not good, and it will make the human being's life miserable. But remember this, God in his person will send one who will crush your head, and you will be destroyed. That was lived out. At Calvary's cross, you could see the work of Satan. He had brought death, anger, hatred, and all the rest that was so undesirable. And it looked like man was doomed. But 3 days later, the tomb opened, and Christ was not there. He had risen. He had gone. In other words, what Genesis 3:15 had said now was fulfilled. Satan's head was crushed. And there is victory for every person over sin, death, and the devil, if they will but trust in Jesus Christ. That's why he was sent, and that's his purpose. I was sent by God to be your Savior. Now let's let years and hundreds of years and thousands of years go by. And it was a man by the name of John who was writing a gospel. John had spent 3 very intense years with Jesus. He had been his disciple. In fact, he had been the disciple that Jesus really seemed to love. And one day, we don't know how John got this message, except it was by direct revelation. Jesus uttered some words to him. And later on in his life, John wrote this down in his gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. What is he saying? He is saying that Jesus had announced to John, and John was inspired to write it, that in the beginning, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit lived as one, as a Holy Trinity in heaven. But in order that Satan could be destroyed, a part of the Godhead, and human words cannot be found that can really proclaim this as it should be done, Jesus Christ came into this world. And so this could read, in the beginning was Christ, and Christ was with God, and Christ was God. See right there, Christ was God. He was sent by the Father. Christ became flesh and made his dwelling among us 33 years. We have seen his glory, glory of the one and only who came from the Father, who was full of grace and truth. Now that was a message that certainly when John first heard it, probably couldn't begin to fathom what his truth was. But as the years went by and he was close to God, even after Jesus had ascended into heaven, God says, this is a revelation. And it's found in your Bible, John 1:1. In other words, why did he come? He was sent. And those are the words that come not from a theologian, but they come from Jesus himself. I am the one who was sent. Quite different from anyone else. And then Paul. Paul has a Christmas gospel too, you know. It's found in Galatians, the 4th chapter, beginning with verse 4. And it reads this way. But when the time had fully come, God sent forth his Son. He was born of a woman. He was born under the law. Why? To redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the full rights of Son. In other words, when the time was just right, approximately 2,000 years ago, Jesus came, it was a God-man, and was born in Bethlehem's manger. So that when you looked at that babe, he is a babe. But there you also have God. That is a mystery. But who is telling it? Jesus. Jesus inspires Paul, reveals it to Paul. And Paul could not tell the whole story without telling that in the fullness of time, one by the name of Jesus came to me. He was sent. He was sent to a sinner who had sought to destroy the Church of Jesus Christ. And he wouldn't let me go until I told the story to thousands of people. Now that's a little different. A sermon like this is a little different than preaching on, for example, the Golden Rule. Much of the Golden Rule can be understood as pure logic. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But in this sermon, we are dealing with mysteries that we cannot understand save by the help of the Holy Spirit. And so, therefore, the Christian needs to understand that his Savior had no beginning. Oh, he had a beginning as far as his life was concerned, and an end, and it was rather brief, 33 years. But as he is eternal now, so he was eternal before he came to Bethlehem's manger as a human being. Now here we have the thoughts of human beings, and I can understand it. But it has to be corrected in the Advent message if you want to get a hold of the real confession of the Scriptures, which become the confessions of the Church, which lasts throughout all of history, and no matter what the foolishness of the visible Church may do in between. I can hear one of my good friends say, yes, I believe Jesus was sent. But look at all the others who were sent. I know that Jesus has done a lot of good works. I know that he has raised the value of the human being, the human life. And wherever the Christian church has gone, you see that really working out. The human being is worth a lot more in Western civilization than in other parts of the world. The farther that we go away from Christ, the farther we will go away from the holiness and the preciousness of the human being. We see the value of human life. Hospitals, schools, institutions for this and that and the other affliction that comes to the human being. As that great emphasis of our Savior leaves the heart of man and the mind of the humanist Look out what can happen to the world. As our world moves farther from Christ, may I say it again, the value of human life decreases. Now you may say, well, there are others who have done such great things too, right? And you can take a look at a man like Martin Luther, John Calvin, Abraham Lincoln, a woman like Mother Teresa. As life progressed for each one of these people, they realized that God was sending them. They had a calling. But that calling or that sending was from Christ. It was God in Christ who sent them. Well, let's not only take it to the spiritually world great, let's take it to rather common people like yourself and myself. I happen to be a clergyman, spent a lot of years in it, and it was a marvelous opportunity. You might have been something of another profession, but you trusted Jesus Christ. He hits our hearts, and he says, I send you. That's what we call a call. I had a call. In retrospect, as I look back over my ministry, I can see the work of God, at the hand of God at work all of the time. That was my Savior. But that's quite different from God sending his Son. But because he sent his Son, he has sent you and me. What is the truth about Christmas? Jesus, you tell us what is the truth about Christmas. And his voice says to us through the word, I was sent into this world by my Father to be man's Savior and Lord. And a human part of me came into being at Christmas. But just remember this, I didn't decide, like Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther, John Calvin, Mother Teresa, that I wanted to serve the Lord. No, no. I was sent to preach the gospel to this world, and I do it through the mouth and the hands of human beings, whom I first had to redeem. I was sent. Amen.
Oh.
Father in heaven, in this blessed season of Advent, help us to see anew how much you loved us in the giving of your Son, the Lord Jesus, of you sending Christ to be the Savior of the world. Much of what has been said here today, Lord, unless interpreted and taught by the Holy Spirit, just doesn't make sense. And so we pray, Holy Spirit, come. Come and open our hearts. Come and create faith. Come and help us to understand that we have one who loves us so tremendously that he will not let us go. May that message ring in our ears and in our hearts. And may it be a blessed season, as once again we realize all that you have done for us. May your blessings rest upon the sick, those in hospitals and places for the aged. Give them, O God, a rich measure of your grace, that they may know you have never left them. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
You have been listening to the Christian Crusaders radio and internet ministry. We pray today's sermon will be a source of renewed faith for the coming week. Christian Crusaders invite you to join us in the work of sharing the gospel by becoming a broadcast sponsor. A broadcast sponsor is a listener who makes a contribution of $100 or more, the amount needed to cover radio time for 1 week's broadcast on your local station. You can even make a donation instantly over the phone using a credit card by calling 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. Or send your gift to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. By becoming a broadcast sponsor, you help keep Christian Crusaders on the air in the weeks to come. The new issue of The Crusader, Christian Crusaders' quarterly newsletter, is now available. The theme for this issue is goodness. Please call or write to join our mailing list and receive this free newsletter, which includes news and updates on our ministry, as well as a special feature article by Reverend Larson and Reverend Kramer. To request a CD, cassette tape, or printed copy of today's sermon, please call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. You may also write to us at Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Conducting today's service was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. Christian Crusaders has been broadcasting the gospel of Jesus Christ continuously every Sunday since 1936.